From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Hawk. In a rare Oval Office speech, President Obama called the shooting attack in San Bernardino an act of terrorism. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, he said this is an evolution of the terror threat faced by the United States.
President Obama says that since 9/11, the U.S. has hardened its defenses and disrupted countless plots, but those who aim to do harm have adapted.
The terrorist threat has evolved into a new phase. As we've become better at preventing complex, multifaceted attacks like 9/11, terrorists turn to less complicated acts of violence, like the mass shootings that are all too common in our society.
Obama said the threat from terrorism is real, but the U.S. will overcome it. And, he said, defeat the group calling itself Islamic State. GOP critics say the president's speech didn't include a real strategy for dealing with ISIS. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
U2's latest performance isn't just about music, it has a mournful tinge, too. At a concert in Paris on Sunday night, frontman Bono paid respects to the 130 people killed in Paris and the 14 people killed in a mass shooting in California. The Justice Department is launching a broad civil rights investigation of the Chicago Police Department. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports authorities will look for a pattern of unconstitutional policing.
The decision by the U.S. Justice Department follows calls from the Illinois Attorney General, the Chicago Urban League, and presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Mayor Rahm Emanuel fired the city's police superintendent last week after the release of a video showing a white policeman emptied 16 bullets into a black man walking with a small knife. But the ouster did little to restore confidence in the Chicago police, and by the end of the week, Emanuel acknowledged a federal probe might be necessary. The Justice Department Civil Rights Division has performed similar investigations in Ferguson, Missouri, Seattle, and Baltimore. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Secretary of State John Kerry said in a speech Saturday that policies of both Israelis and Palestinians are deepening distrust between the two sides. NPR's Emily Harris in Jerusalem says Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejected Kerry's warning to Israel.
Kerry said in a speech in Washington that the Palestinian Authority is increasingly at risk of collapse. That's one scenario, he said, that could lead Israel to being entirely in charge of all West Bank Palestinians, making it more difficult to maintain both a Jewish majority and democratic rule. Netanyahu responded by saying that that scenario is not going to happen.
NPR's Emily Harris in Jerusalem. The National Park Service and the U.S. Navy are planning to hold a joint memorial service Monday to mark the 74th anniversary of the Pearl Harbor attack. A much bigger memorial service is being planned for next year to mark the 75th anniversary of the attack by Japan that killed over 2,400 Americans. This is NPR News. In Barcelona, there are plans to turn Pablo Picasso's former art school into a Woody Allen museum. The American director shot his 2008 film Vicky Cristina Barcelona in the city, but some locals aren't happy with the choice of location for the museum, as Lauren Freyer reports.
Dozens of protesters played music and rallied outside an abandoned municipal building in Barcelona's Gothic Quarter. It was the city's stock exchange in the 19th century and then an art school with a famous student, Pablo Picasso. His masterpiece, The Young Ladies of Avignon, depicts prostitutes on the same Barcelona street. But the building is now slated to become a Woody Allen museum. Trade unionists and neighbors are protesting that. They want it to reopen as a public educational center for locals, not a private museum for tourists. Barcelona's city council stirred controversy when it paid more than $1 million to have the city featured in Vicky Cristina Barcelona, at a time when funding was tight for local film producers. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.
A shipment of much-needed supplies is drifting toward the International Space Station for the first time in months, reigniting NASA's commercial delivery service. The weather cooperated after 3 days of wind and clouds. The Orbital Sciences capsule arrives at the space station Wednesday. The field is set for the second college football playoff series. Top seed Clemson will face fourth seed Oklahoma in the Orange Bowl, while number 2 Alabama will face number 3 Michigan State in the Cotton Bowl. Both games will be on New Year's Eve, with the national championship game set for Monday, January 11th. I'm Jim Hawk, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.